Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. North Korea says it has placed a satellite into orbit on a successful long-range rocket launch, but the United States and others have denounced the launch and continue to gauge whether North Korea actually put a satellite into orbit. On the streets of Seoul, South Korea, people express mixed feelings over North Korea's rocket launch. This 30-year-old woman said she was shocked about the rocket launch and is worried North Korea won't stop its provocative acts. And this 57-year-old man said North Korea's rocket launch is not a threatening situation for the South Korean citizens. Meantime, Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said his country will not tolerate the rocket launch after repeated warnings from the international community not to do so. U.S. National Security Advisor Susan Rice said the U.S. condemns the launch as well. Today's launch followed a nuclear test in January that North Korea boasted was a hydrogen bomb, a claim disputed by the U.S. and others. Somali authorities have detained at least five people for questioning over an explosion aboard a passenger plane that killed one person and wounded two others. The blast forced the pilot of the plane, bound for Djibouti with 74 on board, to make an emergency landing about 15 minutes after takeoff from Mogadishu. One Somali official said more arrests are forthcoming. And representatives of the United States, China, Pakistan, and Afghanistan adopted a roadmap on Saturday in Islamabad to facilitate direct peace talks between the Afghan government and the Afghan Taliban. This is VOA News. Thousands of rescue workers in Taiwan clawed through vast mounds of wreckage today, searching for survivors of a powerful earthquake that ravaged the city of Tainan that happened Saturday. At least 24 people died in all of that, more than 500 others injured. Most of the victims were in a 17-story apartment building left flattened, almost beyond recognition. Syrian Foreign Minister Walid Mualim warns that Saudi Arabia not send troops to his country, threatening during a press conference that the troops could be sent back home in coffins. Edward Uranian reporting from the VOA Middle East Bureau in Cairo.
Mualim insisted that the Syrian government would not agree to a ceasefire on the ground, despite UN efforts, so long as Islamic State, Al-Qaeda, and other terrorist groups continued to fight in the country. He also warned Saudi Arabia not to send forces to fight in Syria. He says that logic would preclude any Saudi ground intervention in Syria, but that the folly of the Saudi regime means that nothing can be excluded. He warned Saudi Arabia that any aggression on Syrian soil would result in the aggressors being sent home in wooden coffins. Saudi Defense Ministry spokesman General Ahmed al-Assiri told Arab media Friday that his country was ready to send ground forces to fight in Syria. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Germany's anti-Islamic organization Pegida held rallies in several European cities Saturday to protest against mass immigration and what it calls the Islamization of Europe. Riot police clashed with demonstrators in Amsterdam, where about 200 Pegida supporters held their first protest in the Dutch capital. Dutch Foreign Minister Bert Koenders.
I think there is a humanitarian imperative there. Of course, there are security concerns, screening. I understand all of that. It is important to look at that, but at the same time, the principle of non-refoulement and the need to give these people who are fleeing horrific bombardments should be the first priority.
Other demonstrations for and against immigration took place Saturday in Prague, Warsaw, Bratislava, Calais, and Graz. Czech Republic, Slovakia, Hungary, and Poland have all taken a tough stance on migration, opposing EU calling, allowing numbers of refugees to increase. U.S. politics, Republican presidential candidates faced off in a debate in New Hampshire late Saturday. The debate came just 3 days before the state's presidential primary, a crucial election, they're saying, that could make or end several of the presidential bids. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.